station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and we're joined on this Friday morning, just like we are each and every Friday morning, by Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville Herald Banner and the Rockwall Herald Banner. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
Yeah, I know. This is different. You don't have Scott this morning. You've got
That's
me.
Right.
So how are things?
Fine.
Well, good. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yes, I saw 11 movies this week.
Do they even show 11 movies in a week? I didn't know that they did.
Yes, well, I saw three a day a couple of times. So
goodness. Well, yeah. Does that do anything to you, by the way?
Yeah, it was the 3D started getting to me yesterday. It was like I walked out and it was my eyes were flashing. I don't know.
Wow. 11 movies. All right. So you better get started then.
Okay. Well, opening this week is New Year's Eve, which is a little early. They're pushing it, but this is going to be the date movie for the holidays.
Well, sure.
And it's done by Gary Marshall, who did, June of years ago, Pretty Woman and many other movies. Recently, he did Valentine's Day. This is exactly like it, except a few different people. But it's, you know, now we were kidding yesterday, what's going to be next? Are they going to do Flag Day or...
Oh, sure.
Earth Day. What are they going to do?
Which holiday are they going to bring an ensemble
cast?
Because
they've all been used up. But this one has an ensemble cast with a bunch of Oscar winners who you could kind of say are slumming or doing it for the paycheck or whatever.
Right.
But it has Robert De Niro and Hilary Swank and Halle Berry who all won Oscars. And everybody's got kind of a small role in this. But it's a series of vignettes about people who are... everything has to do with the dropping of the ball at Times Square at midnight on 2012. They're even up to date. They've got the dates right on this. And these various couples meet and are various pairings, and they're very odd. It's got one part has Michelle Pfeiffer with Zac Efron, who could be her son.
Right.
And one of the main stories deals with Catherine Hagel, who's a caterer, and Jensen, a character played by John Bon Jovi, who plays a rock star.
Really?
Yes.
Stretch for him.
Stretch for him. And Ashton Kutcher is in all of these. It's some kind of rule. And so he's in this one, and he gets trapped in an elevator with Lea Michele.
Uh-huh.
And she sings. She plays a backup singer.
Oh, good.
And anyway, it's got everyone and their brother. Hector Elizondo has been... I didn't know this when I started seeing this. I saw so many movies. I didn't realize that this was a Gary Marshall movie until Hector Elizondo showed up. And he is in all of Gary Marshall's movies.
Uh-huh.
As was Penny Marshall, by the way.
Well, sure.
And Gary Marshall's wife, playing a nurse.
It's got everybody and their dog, then.
Yes, it is. And it just kind of complicated, cute little things. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. There's the part that does work that's very funny is the competition for who can have the first baby. These pregnant couples are vying for the title, and that's funny. And then it gets real syrupy when the part where Robert De Niro is in the hospital, and it's kind of, you know, sad.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be the sad part. But I was curious, and we're going to be running short on time if we're going to talk about 10 more movies. I don't know.
No, I'm not talking about 10 more.
But I will say this. I felt like whenever you mentioned Ashton Kutcher is going to be in there, that they are kind of going back to that only because of the success of that last movie or the relative success of that last movie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But I was curious how they got Times Square filled up and doing that when it wasn't actually New Year's Eve whenever they were filming.
I guess there are like previous years, and they go back and forth, and they probably have these fake crowds, and I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Oh, they even have that guy Ryan Seacrest. He's even in it.
That guy Ryan Seacrest, whoever he is.
Yeah, I you know, early I didn't know, but he plays himself.
How funny.
Now, I'm not going to talk about that many. A lot of those movies don't open yet. Some of them they're saving for Christmas. I'm just doing the ones that open this week.
Okay, well, what else have you got? Well, first, do you recommend this movie?
Yes, I do, but just as a date movie, nothing serious, just frothy, holiday, fun, whatever.
All right. Well, it looks like we might have time for two more.
Okay. Big one, Shame. It's big in the art house world. It's probably not opening wide.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Fassbender is this actor who is suddenly in everything. He was even in X-Men, the recent one, First Class, and he played Rochester in Jane Eyre, and he was in Inglourious Basterds, and he's also plays Carl Jung in A Dangerous Method.
Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, Shame, which is a British, made by Brits, but it all takes place in New York. The director, by the way, his name is Steve McQueen, but he's not that Steve McQueen. And it's a very serious examination of the problem of sex addiction. But the thing that's so amazing about this, even though you would think this would be kind of titillating or exploitative or something, it's not at all. It's just totally an examination of this problem as this guy gets into this, his out-of-control obsession. He just falls apart.
Right.
And very well done. It's one of the strongest movies of the year, and it's except that it's got an NC-17 rating, and that might keep it from having Oscar nominations. They're kind of afraid of that, although Fassbender himself probably will be nominated. And his sister in it is played by Carey Mulligan, who is one of my favorites, and she sings in this, and she's very, very good. It's a heavy, dark, the kind of thing, but it's brilliantly done and should be winning awards. It already has won awards in England, by the way.
And it's called Shame. Mm-hmm. All right, what else have you got?
There's a Gen X movie it's called I Melt With You, and it's got Jeremy Piven, Rod Lowe, and Thomas Jane, and they are aging Gen Xers who come together for this weekend, and I called it the Feel Bad Movie of the Year because all they do is they talk, they drink, and they take large quantities of drugs, and everything tends to go horribly wrong.
Well, sure.
And I can't even believe this movie is even released. It's very strange.
You're saying it's a bad movie.
Well, I don't know. It's probably well made as all that, but it's just so awfully depressing, and I don't know.
I feel like you're not recommending that
anybody
goes.
No, I'm not. No.
I like how little you have to say about the bad ones. That's fine.
Yeah, well, it's just, I just really tell people to avoid it.
Sure. All right. Well,
it has nice scenery. It takes place in Big Sur, and that's nice. That's pretty.
Okay. Well,
right there. So.
Nice stark contrast to the gloominess of the movie.
Yes, it is really. Downer.
And that's called?
I Melt With You. It is a song title.
Okay. Why do I feel like you're looking sideways when you say this movie? All right. Well, anything else that we have last few seconds here?
There's one called The Interrupters, which is a documentary by Steve James about Chicago's ceasefire project. And it's very fine. And I noticed it didn't get nominated for Best Documentary. They've already put those out. So that's too bad because it's really fine.
Well, we'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Alice, we do appreciate you being here each and every Friday, and hope, too, that you're going to have a safe and happy holidays. I don't always get to talk to you, so when I do, I like to take advantage and remind everybody, too, that you are the movie reviewer for the Greenville Herald Banner and the Rockwall Herald Banner and for us here at KETR. And, Alice, thank you so much.
Great to talk to you, Jared.
We are your station, 88.9 KETR.
Winter months provide opportunities for activities that come but once a year. If your business offers special events or programs that won't be available come spring, consider the benefits of reaching the KETR audience with your message. Program sponsorship is a cost-effective way to market your products, services, or events. Call KETR today at 903-886-5848.